Well, that particular chain really rages on, so I think we'll have to pause at that point or I'll never get on to anything else. I should just give you that little bit of deconstruction. I don't know if I gave it all to you here. So just briefly, this is from a little later on in the same line that we're running through, and I'll just read you this little wee bit here. Driving east on 60 through Algonquin Park, mid-October 77, Lake of Two Rivers, clouds divide the earth and sky. First snows clumped upon the trees and phone lines, dark greens and red of needles rotting, white spreads through the trees, over the rock outcroppings. The face of nature is the face of place, not as particular but a general term. I watch the clouds turn, barely cling together in the gray sky, hidden intersection where the mind meets the mind, right turn left, there is no polarity if you drive straight ahead, up then into a place called heaven. This drive drives on the physical plane, part of a general tension or persuasion. There's too much play in that line, by which is meant slack, an S-lack, absence of a feminizing factor too. Push towards H. Evan, shown in my life writing, two do become one, note, jotting in a larger work, X, is tense, is shilly, shall he, this or that, posited as free, will he, do drive drown, the supremes, being only themselves till a superstar emerges. Ologies, cause martyr, mologies, the heads a spin. He's seeing stars, minutes movies, or the thimble theater we dub life. Silent screens in darkened rooms, like a low life or a low mood, fragment of a cyclotimic brooding. How high the mood. You can sense the rep, the titian, S-sense, S-N-S-E sense. Typing error responsible for suspicion. Botcha you, you botcha me. Ba-bi, bye, bo, boo, be, ba-ba-loo. Just a variation on initial me. Viz, in it I always see, what? Just a voice in a cloud or a crowded room. Speech of vision, initial initiate. In it I ate from the tree of knowledge. Voices that persuade, invade the page, pace my own volition. Evolution and me, flashing a Darwinian smile, preference as the P reference, includes that mid-initial ground, bridges first and last, entrances and exits, put in a book entitled, the flow of which is poetry, my life, Lord, nothing compared to yours, and yet I don't compare, my life, Lord, my condition. Condi ion, oosphere, which is the global view, global crystal vision, clear. Another confess, ion. At the core, us rings through a plurality of feeling, being two and two, relational. Why con, then? Prisoners of our frameworks, really, our mental sets, backdrops for the larger drama of our lives, parentheses, because the parenthesis is, we's none of us alone. Oh. Though I've moaned a poem or two in my time, it's just the ignorant groan. Awaking in a dark room, I didn't know the door would open, that I controlled the key, having rented it in 44 or 5. Okeanos, where the sun comes running up the hill, and I spill my feelings, swallow the bitter S pill, avoid the S wallow, acknowledge woman birthed me, and I return a different doorway when the passions burn brightest. And the Okeanos line, besides this obvious reference, there's a marvelous version of that by Jerry Gilbert, of course. Kitsilano, where the sun comes running up the hill. And at Fourth and U, the sky is blue. So, well, I want to read a bit from book six before we end for today. So, how much time do I actually have? About 30 minutes? Roughly? 40, okay. Book six, which is the one that's in process, is a series of books. And out of the chain structure of book five, I started writing book six before I was even finished book five, which was the first time that ever happened to me. So I didn't realize it was book six for a while, you know, because up until then, the books had been very polite. They always, you know, one had waited to be done before the next one came pressing in, you know. So, but the work began to get very sort of, you know, insistent on announcing itself. So I think it will consist of 6 books. That's sort of the rhythm I like, and it's looking that way. And I've written completely 3 of them.
3 of them?
Yeah, and a 4th one is almost completed, and I started working on a 5th one. So this begins with, so it's called The Martyrology, Book 6, Books, Accounting. Okay? And this begins with a quote. The author of this is unknown, but I found it in C.C. Bombau's Oddities and Curiosities of Words and Literature. "One's pestered in these days by so many ologies, we thought we would fain see the tale of our foes. A niche of your own in the new martyrologies you'd earn if you'd only go halves in our woes." And from the late great Nigerian poet Christopher Okigbo, "If I don't learn to shut my mouth, I'll soon go to hell." So book one is called Imperfection of Prophecy and is not really per se readable. And book two, I want to read you the first hour. This is the book of hours, of which 24 are done, but for various reasons there have to be 28. So there's 4 more to go. And this is the very first hour. 10:35 p.m. to 11:35 p.m. "Metaphysic on the road," asked him. "So it is with journeys one is drawn. Moon and sun, earth and stars, larger figures and rhythms. Our hours. Collection of random thoughts or meditations. Meditation on the road," asked him. "Cold reason. Sick in bed X days, viz. This poem or altered consciousness, not alerted consciousness. Alert to the moment's movement in this room, language is the inside of the head or the mouth opens. I feel that. Comparisons between various earthly states. I.e., life, death, unhappy, happy, you know, categories. Gory cats in his hats. Do you like my hat? I do not like, as in bad grammar, i.e., I don't do it like, for purpose of compare a son, compare a daughter. Birth, other minor jokes. Not to be confused with cynicism or cinemacism, making the right move, e. They're all watching me. Paranoia, or the old Narcissus bit. Word drift, word robe, wandering through the closed closet of the brain? No, memory. This fits me, this doesn't. Throwing out the pants that you bought, age 23. Visions of poetry. H, a particular voice, particular obsession, confused with possession. First saint, who was that? Second saint, last night? Meanwhile, thinking it over. Ha! Maybe the joke is life just is. To be continued. Life is continual moods, progressions of the self. Selves. Little s elves. Viz. The usual language play. Access to the world of fairy. The real rhythm is the rhythm of the hours, progression of the days, years you have left for your utaniki. Compare the Martyrology, Book 5. What the hell? It is, after all, a long work. For long, read continual. Looking for ways to give it up? So much for the subjective voice. March 27, 1689, Basho leaving Edo. February 11, 1979, a pen still marks time, pursues the same insight out. Difficulties of the journey, records of dead friends, Frank this year, Carl and Mark so long ago, others ahead, the seasons, coincidences of nature and the mind. This time everything rhymes. A bullet in the head and a broken heart. Art? I'm just rolling, track 79, the old straight-line narrative to the deep north, the wood door, too, turning into a wall. What is the easy way out? Definition of electric poetry. He's just plugging in. Definition of a collection of electric poetry. He's just plugging along. Art, do you have to like it? What changes the world is the world changing. Simple ideas. It would be nice, for instance, if everybody really did love one another, i.e. no more of this sentimental bullshit idealizing of the thighs, breasts, cock, etc. of the lover. On the other hand, who needs realism? For realism, read negative sentimentality. As if everything depended on the little brown stool. Ryuku, the temporary changeable element. Jitsu, the substance. Kyo, the essence. Nikko, March 30th, 1689, lodged in an inn at the foot of the mountain, wrote poems. Nickel, February 11th, 1979, mounted on his foot at the instant dislodged, writing poems. 290 years of past tense, approximately. Jitsu, Kyo, Ryuko, continuing the search for absolute moments of existence. Let me get this straight, Kyo, Ryuko, Jitsu. The further adventures of clutching the panting saint to his heaving breast. What is the secret, he gasped. St. Orm grabbed his arm and, twisting around, threw him over his hip onto the floor. This is the secret, he snarled. But something definitely seems to have changed here. Yes, I was looking for a completely different tone. Various faces in the shrubbery, various voices crying to get out. This is the human condition. We're all looking for release. Poetry, Act B, A Kiss Dream Build I Me, Give Tuba On, which is the poem, the hour, rotation of the earth relative to the sun. I have an hour's talk in store for you, William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, which is to say, I have put it away behind me. A translation only, no conclusions, no. The number of lights still on in the apartment building across the way is less than when the poem began. 24 or so then, now 8. The hour is getting late. It's nice to finish something on time. So let me just nip ahead here. Yeah, I think I will. Yes. Okay. I'll read. This is the book briefly. This is the birth-death cycle from the Book of Hours, and it's 4 hours that went together. But I'm only going to read 3 of them. I'll read the last 3 in the book and pass over the first one at this point. So this would be hour 12, 13, and 14. So this is hour 12, 11 a.m. to 11:53 a.m. Now, the pattern of the hours is that they run from 35 minutes past to 35 minutes past the next one. That's the limit I put on myself, just so I was a little outside of the stricture of it, but well inside it. And in a number of cases, there have been ones that have come on me, as this one did. And it was particularly good, so it's totally outside the pattern, but as you'll see, it's about order, so it seemed right. Order, sweet seduction of that odor, shifts. Or as a door opens through which the world's glimpsed tumbling informs a space the door defines first. And then this thing moving we describe relative to the frame of reference, up, side down, this side down relative to up. Because of the machinery's delicacy and balance, I'm balance. Im or when the breath hers leaves them, shh, asleep and then awake, one take, a particular order in a wall of doors, 4 walls of doors, 6 walls of doors, hex agon e, a spell, a spill, as pull, as pull, as Paul, i.e., from the people, from the power brokers, from death, choices. The myriad voices of the worlds, the selves, shifting as the letters shift, like the letters. That's how we spell the world. Conceptual alphabets. Look, Ma, I just made up a new word. Order. Or direct orders. Or Doric columns. Or durable things. Or daring thoughts. I makes up me, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E. First the nation, then the combination. Poe literature, Cali, poetha, Cali. Define the frame, defy in the frame. Or daring young man on the flying trapeze. Oid, fool, aloof. Better use his loaf. These definitions, things themselves, the tarot has that ability to rat. Spills the beans on our spells. Unvoiced plans for the future. The past, orders, or roads, stretch out from this point, this center, all around us, forever, like a dedication, forever. So this is hour 13, 6:35 a.m. to 7:35 a.m. Briefly, the heart does break. The aching muscle in the chest carries more than the weight hangs from the body, from the barely perceiving brain, buried under the weight of loss, of grief. Brief moment of clarity, stillborn. I never know him, never name him, bury him under the greening tree in the shadow of the old stone wall. Falls away from us, into the earth at birth, unborn again. When our son died, I feared Ellie'd die too. Annoying in the mind, blind terror. I held her all night just to keep her to me. Though the heart pounds, the will shatters. You are broken. His spirit dead, our spirit in this world. Too quick, without explanation. Gone. Drove into the countryside, hours on the road to Point Pelee, south to the very bottom, skipped stones onto the lake, flick across the surface and gone. Into another world, like my sister Donna, dead at 6 weeks, or Ellie's brother Robert, dead at 2 years, into the slow dissolve of memory, a life, love's loss, passes, this grief's past, in time, carrying awake all night and, past us, slipped through that gap between the living and the dead, on, past this passing and this grief's hold, gone who was never ours to hold, past us, briefly, a life, times alike, less through loss, and yet the loss at last passes too, of us, no baby makes three, not ours, alive or dead, illusion of possession slips past us, God it all slips past us, so briefly. Hour 14, 1:35 a.m. to 2:35 a.m. Passages from death into life. Nothing but the river that flows. Not so much a line, but a source, so that we move and pass ages in the motion forward or sideways, or time moves through and around us. Old father, old graybeard, you touch us all. You are cliche and fate and fearful and sweet elixir. Mostly you are there at the end of this sentence like a period. Except the period is what I just passed through, or part of a general description this writing will come to fit. Or except mostly I am always conscious of myself as older, never younger than, I am always looking backwards into the present, misreading, read the title as hiding in the universe, took it as true, found for myself. All these clouds, all this flickering air, all this breathing and blood flow and sometimes speech, sometimes talk, this hour in the universe, oblivious. Drunken voices in the street, 1:45 a.m., slam of car trunk and vanishing clatter of motor. Glimpses of vanished originals, even Eden. How should he know that peaks and valleys can so soon change? So, lost in the one verse, never made it home, back. Across that range and into that valley, dreamed so often as a child, the village at the end of the wild, beyond the hills and the sculpted park, whose streets I wandered, stores I browsed, books bought, awoke elated, 2 days later reaching for them on my shelf, and nothing, only a void, touches you, briefly, eternal fascination, when you're feeling blue, from life through life. This minute, sitting alone, page boys all muted, I think of days of old, hand in hand, composed poems, down twisting side paths towards limpid streams. Long way in a letter to pay tea. Down into the world of men. Not so much a source, but crossing over. The trick is not to get your clothes wet. The trick is, if you get your clothes wet, to make it poetry. The trick is crossing over, not so much as belief, but as continuity. You do. Though Greybeard kisses you and you know you're not the first, He is horror and surrender and decay and translation. He is angel and spectre and griever and release. I wish I'd never met you. If I never meet you again, it'll be too soon. Do drop in. Why did I bother inviting you? Not so much a continuity, but a passage from life to death or unknown to unknown. Parentheses. Life. Stuck in the middle. Torn in two. Or three or four or more. In some land, with me and. If you say spring wind does not understand things, why should it blow to us fallen flowers? Never make it home. Never find the way back in a million years. Adrift in the void we cannot conceptualize, cannot grasp, rushing towards some unformulated nothingness through the dark and the dark, the endless passages. So, I think I'm just going to nip right ahead and end with something now. I'm passing over a Continental Trance, and I'm passing over Inchoate Road. Nice piece. Let's just see if there's anything I should read you from that. Oh, well. So I wanted to read you some news, as they say, from my point of view, something that's brand new. So this is what I'll end with. This is the beginning of the fifth book of book six. Some of these books may end up just being teensy pamphlets, but, you know. Okay. As I think it's clear from all that, but it will be clear, I guess, in the context of this poem, but my one footnote will be to say that my grandparents ran the Plunkett Hotel. And Plunkett is a small, small, small town in Saskatchewan. Between Watrous and Humboldt, for you folks from Saskatchewan. In the Plunkett Hotel, the stairs creak all night. The prairie grass beyond the shivering glass of the windowpane rustles, train rushing by, and the dust, the air move in there through the pub's open door. The man, who said his name was Wilson, asking us, "You Walton Ag workman's kids, kids?" And we were, are. Blood is the line you write through history, shows through. He knew them, stayed in the hotel, too. 1932, he said, or 33. From the Plunkett Hotel, I watched the solitary car turn beneath me in the street. The kids who, drinking in the bar all night, eventually bought some roadies, took off, returning now, parking, the train rolls by, stops near where the station used to be, and the kids take off again, no more beer or returning home like me. In the Plunkett Hotel, climbing the narrow stairs, I can almost hear my grandma's voice calling up after me, Ma, 1923, and, like Glenn says, my mother's cousin slept here as a kid, sleeping now where Grandma and Grandpa did. I think this is the original bed. If they made any improvements, I can't see what they did. From the Plunkett Hotel, walking up the street, Great Aunt Jan having died earlier this week, Mike before her, Grandma all gone, walked into the community hall, my sister and me, her husband and kids, this family tree, branch begun in Saxony, Germany, 1839, yaw, seems to me, I take the yaw away every time I admit this history. In the Plunkett Hotel, you hear the train whistles blow, the long grass rippling in the prairie breeze, lights out, gazing over the tracks into the fields and trees, prairie made, ease me through to some truth or true conclusion. I'm me, I is simply mind in motion, instances in I's notion, singing ifemly, fiemly, famely, family, family, family. From the Plunkett Hotel, my mother moved out into the world, 1929 or 30, returning here, her first few children born. This is where she went when she went home. I walk the halls of this signified, even as it slides, slips further towards decay, further and further away from the signifier. None of the content remains, only the frame, like great-grandpa Casper's house, out there in the midst of that muddy field. We stood in the wind and rain, great-uncle Fred telling me, "That's where your ma was born." Grandma having gone there to have the kid, only the shell remains, no road or path to lead us there, over the dark furrowed stretches of that earth. In the Plunkett Hotel, I is coming home, the rooms rented 10.50 a night, I is transient, I is transient, the new owners living on the ground floor. I piles I's bags on the bedside table. I lives there. From the Plunkett Hotel, the roads run everywhere. Arbitrary origin of a singular system. Arbitrary center, sole air. In no way that we could ever plan it, we orbit there. Spin out at our different velocities. Centers for some other we never see. Great-grandpa Casper, dead 20 years before Ma ever thought of me. Great-grandma Sarah, 5 years before him. We stood over their graves in the little graveyard by the side of Route 16. Dee and me, these family plots, more layered than we'd like to believe. Leave these family trees, which is as far as it's gone. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's do it all again.
One more time.
You always hate it when you were watching someone who was like really dreadful and they tell one more time. So.
And so on. You know.
So, not to embrace but to face.
Not to embrace but to face. Well phrased, my love. But it seems to me there's something there. I don't really know what the connection is. It may be I will go through this whole thing and slightly agree with you or not agree with you. I don't know.
I do agree about the thing about the sacred and the other, though. That was the thing that kind of startled me yesterday, was that there seemed, except for you, no sense of the sacred as being that which you can't know, that which is mysterious and that which is beyond, and that which is, you know, that you just don't reach out and take it into your hands and there
you
it is.
You can't crawl into his nice big flower-dressed lap.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, I
well,
see.
You
yeah, well, that's what interests me. For instance,
not that you crawled into this line that, that's in here. But then you pulled it into yours. That, like, I mean, you know, that we've become, that we somehow have taken over the sacred and.